Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Welcome, love with no conditions. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. You know that person, right? That person who loves you no matter what. There is nothing that you could do to break it. When you think about them, you can feel their warmth, care, and concern for you. For me, as a child, that was Grandma. Her loving smile, embrace, gifts, and care never changed, ever. And that was despite my being a little boy who got into mischief, who argued with his brothers, and who accidentally broke things. Earthly love with no conditions is beautiful, heartwarming, and truly impactful. In 1 John 4, we see the true foundation of love with no conditions. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. Consider the impact of God's love for us. Christ has washed clean every single sin that we have ever committed and will ever commit. That is no small task. And He knows all of them, even the thoughts that no one on the face of the earth will ever know, the ones that would push us to red-faced embarrassment should they be found out. We have so much to be thankful for in our private relationship with our loving brother and Savior, Jesus. As teachers, we have the opportunity each day to model Christ's love with no conditions in our classrooms, on the playground, and wherever we serve. That modeling can only happen as we are filled with God's grace and as the Holy Spirit empowers us through a deep and recurring connection to the Word and sacraments. Only then can our modeling reflect Christ's love, even though imperfectly, but still by God's design. What does that look like in your classroom, your office, field, or stage? If you weren't aware, we work with sinful students, parents, and coworkers. It is easy to become frustrated or maybe even resentful of the sin in others' lives that cause us pain in our lives. In those moments, which may even happen today, remember that Christ's love living through us builds real, meaningful connections with those we serve. It allows us the opportunity to exert positive Christian influence as a family of faith. We are able to have real conversations about our faith, our struggles, and how God continues to guide us until we all reach eternity. It even gives us the opportunity to encourage students, parents, and coworkers to stay connected to Jesus and the spiritual power He wants us to have through regular worship with the family of believers. May God grant you a joy that is rooted in your faith, that understands His love with no conditions, and allows you to model that love to those you serve today. God wants to build His kingdom as He lives through you. Prayer reflection. Write down the name of a family or student who may have disconnected from regular connection to the Word and sacraments. Pray for that family and ask God to influence you to love them and model Christ's love with no conditions. Pray that God would give you an opportunity to reconnect them in any way to His Word. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.